Just to kind of illustrate where we're at in our field, and I'll preface this by saying Texas is not unique in what I'm about to share with you. Correctional departments across the country are facing very significant challenges when it comes to correctional officer staffing. We obviously are coming out of the pandemic and are out of it, but it was a really, really tough blow to us with regards to correctional officer staffing. In the midst of the pandemic, we got as far down as 33% of our positions being vacant. Today, about 25% of our correctional officer positions are vacant. But to put that into context, in 2016, only about 8% of our positions were vacant. And that's with basically a steady number of authorized positions. So that gives you kind of an idea of the trajectory that we've been on and the challenge that we've been facing. As we all know, we've had pay raises that have been very effective and positive for our workforce. But anyone that's worked for any length of time knows that you don't do work for money alone. And while the pay raises have been very positive for us, by no means have they been a silver bullet. And so what we realized we needed to do was learn more about what is attractive and what is unattractive about our work environment and the atmosphere. Because fundamentally, people stay because of people and leadership, or they leave because of people and leadership. So prior to this recent emphasis, it is important to make clear, this is not the first time our staff have ever been surveyed. I think virtually all state agencies in Texas are required by statute to have some process of engaging the field. And for the longest time, we've relied on a process that's been carried out by a university. It's a large agency-based survey that's really for generic ACME state agency that's not specific to corrections. And when we've deployed that survey to our correctional officers in the past, maybe 10% of them have responded to that survey. So we've never truly learned a lot about our field from that pre-existing survey. So we decided we need to take a new approach. We need to do something differently. And understanding that that pre-existing survey was paper and pencil, you had to write some identifying information on it, a lot of people didn't trust that the information they were providing was being treated confidentially and anonymously. So we knew with whatever new endeavor we were going to do, the field had to view it as an anonymous survey. And so we're working with a private vendor to ensure that the way we are carrying out this surveying guarantees anonymity and confidentiality for those respondents. We've worked closely with Director Hernandez and her communications team to explain the survey to the field. We didn't just release it coldly to them. Working with Mr. Collier, we made videos and really took an effort to educate the field about what it is that we were trying to do and why it was so important. Thus far, we've got about a 25% response rate for this survey. So we are getting more than twice the response rate than that historical survey that we relied upon through university assistance. And this survey is identifying areas of strength as well as areas where we can improve. And I think it's important to note that this is really an exciting opportunity. Yes, there are things you sometimes learn about yourselves that you wish wasn't the way people perceived you. But when you learn that, it helps you know what you can work on. And a lot of what we're learning in here that we can wrap our arms around is not going to require a change in statute, and it's not going to require an appropriation. And to me, that is the good news of what we're doing with this survey. So the basic structure of the survey, it is delivered on a cell phone. It takes less than about 10 minutes to respond to and complete. Every month, we randomly identify a little more than 1,000 correctional officers that survey goes out to. It goes to their cell phone numbers that they provide to us just as part of being an employee with the agency. And again, we're getting about a 25% response rate month after month. The areas that we're surveying on basically touch on organizational culture, their working style and orientation, their satisfaction with employment at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, and their perceived alignment with us as an organization. And there are also some open-ended qualitative questions at the end of the survey where they can tell us anything they want to tell us in case we didn't ask about it. So who is responding to the survey? The good news is that the responses are essentially a mirror of the field of correctional officers, whether you look at it in terms of the rank, gender, race, ethnicity, all of the response rates are a direct reflection in a mirror-like sense of the field. So that tells us that these responses are, in fact, representative of our field of correctional officers. We've got 93 units out of our 100-plus units that have responded, so we've got very broad-based coverage. And right now, our maximum security units account for about 35% of all of our responses to date. So by no means are these responses skewed in a way that it's not picking up on the most challenging working environments in our system. So what are we learning? We've broken these results down on a scale that all of us can understand if we went to school in this country. It's on a scale of 0 to 100. So just like the kinds of grades that we got when we were in classes growing up here, that's the kind of scale that this is on. So with regards to organizational culture, we score a 51 out of 100. I'll let that speak for itself. But it's not simply negative stuff. Yes, on this organizational culture, staff are telling us things like, we don't treat each other with appropriate levels of respect, and our supervisors sometimes humiliate us. Not reflected here, but another response we get there is that overwhelmingly the perception is that women are treated the same as men at our units. So we have good things that we are learning in the survey. It's not only hard to swallow information. In terms of working style, and by working style, really what we're probing is, why do you think you're doing this kind of work? Are you here to punish people, or are you here to help people improve themselves and get themselves better and ready for reentering society? And we get a 72 out of 100 on this scale, which means essentially 3/4 of our officers believe they're here to help rehabilitate people and to make people better candidates for reentering society. And that's what we want to see. We are not an organization that exists to punish people. We're an organization that exists to enhance public safety by rehabilitating people. So it's very good to see that that is the posture that 3/4 of our staff have. In terms of employment satisfaction, fortunately, more than half of those who respond to the survey, they tell us they want to retire with the agency. You're not going to hear that if people don't fundamentally like you. But 2/3 of the information tell us that they think they could find a better job than the job they currently have at TDCJ. So they want to be here. They want to retire with us, but they are saying, but I think I could probably find a better job. More than half, in fact, have thought about quitting the agency in the last 6 months. In terms of organizational alignment, 3/4 of officers tell us they very much care about this agency. They're not shy about telling people that they work with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, but only about half of them feel that the agency inspires them to deliver the best day in and day out. When we look to those open-ended questions, and this is a lot of hard work to mine this information, but it's very much worth it because we see a lot of very valuable information in here. But when you look at those open-ended questions thematically, basically there are 3 categories that are the most recurring places where their answers are falling. Number one is compensation. Not to be surprised. Everybody wants more of that respect you can fold and put in a billfold. But they also talk about leadership effectiveness and accountability. We don't need statute for that. We don't need a line item appropriation for that. And they also tell us about training and the standards for hire. Again, these are things that we control, and we can wrap our arms around on our own without any guidance from the legislature or extra money. So as we take this information in and we're learning, what are we doing? How are we moving forward with this information? Well, we're reviewing strategies, obviously, to address the things that we're learning. And some of them are relatively simple. So, for example, we've learned through this surveying that we could do better at just clarifying various things about the agency's policies. For example, there's a misunderstanding, a misperception in the field that our policies for disciplinaries don't that there's nothing in there for retaliation if it's committed by a supervisor. But we absolutely have policies that address that. So a lot of these challenges are just us doing a better job of clarifying what is and what isn't to the field. We have already begun deploying additional new iterations of surveys to address the topics such as training. One of the things that we learned the most about in that first wave of surveying was perceptions of training, and that they wanted to see better training. And Director Yebra, working in concert with the CID team, they are developing whole new approaches to the way that they're delivering training. Communication, again, mentioning the work that Director Hernandez and her team is doing. We've been making videos reflecting back to the field. We asked you to participate in the survey. You did participate in the survey. This is what you've been telling us, and these are the things that we are now going to start doing to address what you've told us. And that is a very important loop to maintain, because if we don't maintain that loop, the surveying loses validity. The staff will view it as something that they're just doing to make themselves feel better, but they're not returning what they're learning back to the field. Eventually, we want to expand this to the rest of the agency. It's alluded to in the Sunset Report. We know that what we're learning from our correctional officers is giving us rich information that we can act upon, and we know we will get similar types of feedback when we expand this to the rest of the agency moving forward.